Here with the Donegal Masters manager, Francie Martin, after Donegal won the plate final here in Breffni Park. Francie, can you just sum up that game for us?
It was a very bad day up here. It was a bad day everywhere in Ireland, but we were strong ones, so we were playing. They won the toss and they played against the one in the first half, so we were I made two switches right away when I heard we're playing with the wand, and they got the upper. I think it confused the team a wee bit maybe, and they got the upper hand the first, say, 10, 15 minutes of the first half. They scored 2 points against the wand, and they were all over the place. They were really going well at that stage, so. We had to get. We kind of made a couple of switches in, and we get the right men in the right places in. And the last 10 minutes of the first half, then we started to dominate, and we got up the field, and we got 7 scores, 7 good points, which put us 5-2 up at half time. And then the second half, we had a bit of rearing up in the dressing room, and then we started off the second half. We kind of dominated the game. But they lost Michael Molloy to injury, which was a big blow to them. And then they lost him, the big midfielder, to a black card. And then they lost a man to a red card. So, at the end of the game, we just dominated the ball. We had the ball all the time, basically, and they just faded out of the game. But in fairness to them, it's not easy for London travelling over here. They travelled for the semi-final, they travelled now for the final. And they're putting in a wild lot of work, I suppose. People working on them boys will be working over in London and travelling over here the weekend. And it's just fair play to them. You've got to admire them, for boys of their ages,
Yeah, and I suppose you can say that about London, but I mean, for your own team as well, a lot of hard work and effort put in by your team this year.
Massive amount of work put in with us. They're travelling from everywhere. They're travelling from Lincoln, Kelly, Valley, Shannon, Kelly, Beggs, and then from Anishon, all over Anishon they're coming. And Anishon man, Nigel McGunner, the man of the match there, he's a real live wire, as they call it. He's very fast, and they couldn't mark him at all, when he got going, And, we kind of started them to dominate the midfield too. We got on top, Paddy Hannigan coming in, Ryan McLaughlin coming in, plus Damien Brown had a great game midfield. We kind of controlled the game then in the second half. Connor McShane was solid at centre half back. Eamon Ward was solid at full back. All in all, I think we were the same in the semi-final against Kildare, so we kept the goals out. We conceded no goals against Kildare in the semi-final, conceded no goals today. They scored 5 points. Three of them was from frees, and then they lost their free taker. And, we were solid all round, but just a shaky start, and we dominated then basically the rest of the game, So it's just reward for hard work, it's like everything. If you put in the hard work, and they're coming with ideas to me, and it's paying off, and we're getting the right players in and out, and it was hard there today. I had to have a baton for the passing net, but you had to carry a baton onto the field, and the man you were replacing had to carry it off, but that's the first thing. But we were just going on and off in other games, but listen, that's the way it is when it gets so official, when there's a big crowd here, that's what happens.
Yeah, and just, as the season comes to a close, your first season in charge, I suppose you're probably happy to finish it with silverware anyway.
It does great, you could say you could have been in the McLaughlin's Cup that's on now with Tyrone's in it, and Roscommon. But once you're in a final, a final's a final, it's an All Ireland final, and to win it, it's the main thing. Nobody's going to be talking about the losers, they're going to be talking about the winners.